Today is November the 5th, 1980. This is Madeline Buble interviewing Florence Cheerheart at her home in Castroville, Texas. I am interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Florence, we're going to talk about several subjects today, but before we start, I'd like to get a little bit of your family background. What was your parents' name?
Well, my father was Edward Lehman. My mother was Josephine Keller, my maiden name.
All right. And when were you born?
I was born in 1911.
And what day?
7th of April.
Where were you born?
Up at the ranch.
Born at home?
On the old Lehman Ranch.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers and one sister.
And what are their names?
Bertha is my sister's name. She lives in Houston. Mm-hmm. And Joe is my oldest brother's name. And Eddie is the youngest brother.
Okay, now the first subject we're going to cover is weddings. And I know when you were a young girl, I believe you told me about 8 or 9 years old, you were a ring bearer. Is this correct? In my mother's wedding?
Right.
You're a ring bearer. Okay. Do you remember if they had a shower for my mother before the wedding?
Not that I can recall.
Not that you can recall. Well, how did you find out that you were going to be this flower girl?
Well, your grandmother and grandfather used to come to visit us a whole lot because your grandmother was a sister to my daddy. And about every other Sunday, they would come to church in Castroville, and they would bring their children along. They had two boys and one girl. And she kind of got attached to me, I guess, and she asked whether I would be their ring bearer, and that's how I got in their wedding.
Well, we better identify whose wedding we're talking about. We're speaking of Oscar Steubing and Lenora Habe. And the wedding took place on May the 20th in 1919. Okay. What kind of a dress did you have for this wedding?
I had a little short dress, white shoes. We had big white bows in our hair. There were two little flower girls. Mm-hmm. And we were all dressed alike as far as I recall.
And what color was the dress?
White. Ours was white.
Okay. Now, what did you carry the wedding rings?
Yes. I had a little basket, and in this little basket was a little silk pillow. Mm-hmm. And it had the two rings pinned onto this little silk pillow.
Okay. where did this wedding take place?
At the Habe home in... Was it Remedina?
It was called Cliff at that time.
All right, in Cliff, and it was at their home, and there was a big porch around their house, and it was built round, but kind of in an L shape, and under that porch was the ceremony.
Well, what kind of decorations did they have?
They had garden flowers cut out of their gardens. And they had crepe paper draped in different ways. Mm-hmm. And as far as I recall, it was a very pretty day. And they had lots of tables outside with decorations of crepe paper and wedding bells. Then already they had the same kind of wedding bells and decorations as we have today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said this was held, the ceremony was held on the porch. Was there any kind of an altar or anything like this?
Yes, there was an arrangement of an altar-like. And if I recall right, there were two big baskets of flowers on either end of that.
Well, why was this... What time of the day was this marriage held? Do you remember that?
I really don't recall, but I think it must have been around in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Why was this this wedding held at the house rather than in church.
If I am not mistaken, those days they had, I don't know whether it was the law of the church or not, but if one party was not a Catholic, they had these weddings at home, or they would have them in the church, in the back of church, rather than up front by the altar.
So then this was a mixed marriage.
That's right.
Dad being a Lutheran and mother a Catholic. Okay, who married them?
Seems to me like the priest come up there and had the ceremony. And that must have been Father Heckman, I'm sure.
Was this unusual for the priest to make a trip like that? Distance, or was this done frequently?
No, not really. They had more weddings like that, and then later on it got to where they could have them in the church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many bridesmaids were there and groomsmen?
There were 3 bridesmaids and 3 groomsmen.
Okay. What kind of dresses did the bridesmaids wear?
If I recall right, they were pink dresses, and they were short dresses, well below the knee dresses, and they were a pale pink, and the groomsmen those days, they just wore whatever suit they had. They didn't have nothing like they have these days.
They had pink dresses?
Yes.
I know I'm asking you a lot of questions. It's hard for when you're only 8 years old, maybe you can't remember, but the fabric, do you have any idea what the kind of fabric it was?
I sure don't. To me, it wasn't taffet or nothing like that. It was kind of a flimsy fabric,
like voile or chiffon?
Chiffon, something like that, I would say.
Did they wear hats?
Yes.
Were they the same color as the dresses?
Yes, them days they would just buy these forms, whatever you call it, and they would make their own hats.
In other words, like a hat form and covered with a matching fabric?
With a matching fabric or even a color of net.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it could be white or it could have been the same color the dress was. And too, them days, everybody fixed their own flowers. There were no bought flowers. Everybody'd go in the garden that morning early, cut fresh flowers, make your own bouquets, fix them up with, everybody had lace ferns them days. And that was the real thing to fix your bouquets with. And that is what they all had. Now, the bridesmaids in this particular wedding did not have no flowers.
They didn't care?
They just kind of had a boutonniere pinned on their shoulder.
Okay. Instead of carrying a bouquet?
Right.
Okay. Was there a matron of honor?
There was a matron of honor, and she carried a big bouquet. Exactly the color I don't recall, but seems to me that she had on a lavender kind of a dress to blend in with the pinks.
Okay. And with a matching hat also?
Yes, she had a hat also.
Can you describe the bride's dress? Do you recall what that was like?
Her body, I think she also made that herself. And she had it fixed with a beautiful beaded top on it, and it was ankle length, and she wore high heel shoes, and she had a beautiful veil fixed that she made herself with beads and net and little ribbon, and she had a veil fixed kind of in a fan shape kind of tie around her face. Mm-hmm.
And the groom, what was his attire?
Well, he just had on ordinary those days. Yeah. Everybody wore blue serge suits. If they had a blue serge suit, they were dressed.
I see. According to the best of your recollection, did the bride and groom's parents were they dressed in any special way for the day?
Not in particular. They also just wore a suit. Like the Mr. Stiving, he wore a dark suit, and the mother, Miss Stiving, she had on, if I recall, a light gray dress, which they made themselves to. And she had some trimming on the skirt part, like maybe a white belt or something like that, that was trimmed at the ends with tassels. They used a lot of tassels those days. Mm-hmm. And the Habys, Uncle Emil Haby and Aunt Lily Haby, Uncle Emil had on a gray suit, if I recall right, and Lily had on a gray dress, a darker gray. And it also was made on the same order.
After the ceremony, or can you describe the ceremony? Did you all come in a procession, or how did everybody get to the altar?
Yes, I recall that very well. They were in, the boys were in one room, the ladies were in another room. And when the ceremony started, what music there was, I don't recall, but seems to me like Aunt Lily had an organ. And there was one lady there that could play the organ very well. And she played the organ inside the window, played the march, the wedding march. The boys come out one door and the girls come out the other door. And they walked along this long porch around the corner, till to where the ceremony was.
Yeah, I bet that was pretty.
It was.
Well, did Grandpa Haby give Mother away?
Yes.
That was customary.
Yes. He and your mother they come in last, like they still do. Mm-hmm. But all the rest were there waiting for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, after the ceremony was over, then how soon after that did the reception start?
Well, they did a lot of talking and visiting and congratulating and the same order about like they still do.
Okay.
But it was more only a family affair those days.
I was going to ask, how many guests do you have? Can you sort of guess? I mean, would you say 50, 100, some, just an estimate?
I would say about 100, maybe, mm-hmm. because they had relatives, and I mean, they had a pretty big ceremony, I mean, and a celebration mm-hmm. compared to them days, mm-hmm. put it that way.
Did they have anything to drink? What kind of drinks?
Oh, yes. We had beer, too, that day, don't you know? That beer, and for the children, they had these big crocks fixed with punch and probably lemonade. I don't know whether people knew what Kool-Aid was them days, but anyhow, they had punch for the children.
Do you recall what the meal was?
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know who, I know I'm asking you a lot of things. It's probably hard for you to remember. Do you remember maybe who prepared all of this food? Do you have any idea?
Well, those days, usually the neighbors would come to your aid.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hire or pay nobody to help you. One would help the other.
Mm-hmm. Can you recall what the wedding cake looked like? Or who baked it, maybe?
I don't recall who baked it, but the wedding cake was just well, nowadays it would possibly be a small cake. However, it was, put it that way, a funnel-shaped cake, but it was a nice big mm-hmm. cake at that time. And they also had the decorations around it. mainly them days with fresh flowers and ribbon.
Oh, around
the, around the cake.
Oh,
I bet. Oh, yes. They had, they put these cake on, and then they had it kind of on a pedestal, and they had that cake sitting right next to the tables where people eat.
Mm-hmm. Did they go to any extra work or anything for to make put these? Where did they have this reception? In the yard or in the house, or where did it take place?
In the yard, right next to this nice big porch where they had the ceremony.
Did they go
and
to?
They had a had they put up cedar posts in the yard, and they had tarps over them. They had a nice big tent, and under that they had it all decorated with crepe paper, ribbons, and the tables were covered them days mainly with plain white sheets. They would use sheets.
All right, then after the wedding dinner was over, did they have a dance?
No.
They didn't have a dance?
Didn't have no dance. Perhaps they had just a little music at the house and did a little dancing on the porch. Mm-hmm. Now, that I don't particularly recall, but...
What you're saying is they didn't have a dance like we have these days. At
oh, wedding, no.
But they might have had
might
music...
Might have had music.
And dance.
And dance.
At the
at
house.
The house.
I guess, suppose this is asking too much. Do you know if Mother and Dad took a wedding trip of any kind afterwards?
Now, that I don't
that
know.
That you wouldn't know. Okay.
But them days, too, they didn't take a lot of pictures at the ceremonies. They took some, but not. But the bride and groom would always go to San Antonio and take their wedding picture.
Now, when did they do this?
Usually after the meal sometime. They would take an hour and a half or 2 hours. They'd go in and they'd get that wedding picture made.
Do you recall that they did this also?
Oh, yes, because they have a nice wedding picture.
So they left.
They left, and they went and had their picture made.
And, well, then, in that length of time, then the bride and groom were gone.
Was they there, were gone, yeah.
Was there any celebrating going on?
Well, beer drinking and eating and chewing the rag, you know how everybody does.
And but they kind of waited till they got
oh,
back.
Oh, yes. Well, they weren't gone more than maybe hour and a half or something like that. They would just run in there and take their pictures and then.
Was there any studio in particular that took these pictures?
Studers. Everybody went to Studers them days. Well, so did we.
What about the Lewison studio on Commerce Street? Did some people go there?
Probably.
But Studers took
Studers
a lot of
Studers usually took
okay.
A lot.
Now we're going to go to your wedding. What is who did you marry, Florence? What is your husband's name?
Howard Shearhart.
Okay. Where did you meet Howard?
Well, we were born and raised neighbors, you might say. Possibly about 2 miles apart.
So you knew him all your from
oh,
a
yeah.
young person.
He still says he remembers me. I was a little white head hanging on the fence line when he used to go to school because he's 7.5 years older than I am.
I see. All right. Well, about what age did you and Howard, were you when you and Howard started dating seriously?
I'd say about 17.
Mm-hmm. So that he would have been about 24.
Yes.
All right. How long did you and Howard go together before?
2 years.
Before you married.
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
A little better, maybe.
Okay. How often did he come to see you to visit?
Whenever he could borrow a car to come and see me, which was Burl, man by the name of Burl, had a brand new touring Ford car. And he was an old man, and he'd always say his car would quit running, but them days them cars had these carburetors on it, the chokers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
While they would choke them, they would turn that choker, and it would cut the gas off. So about every week or two, he'd come to the barber shop and he'd tell Howard his car don't run no more. He would tell him to come and get the car so he could make it run again. So Howard would get his car and he'd come and see me. Maybe once or twice a week.
Pretty tricky.
But he got the car to run again. Jack Burl was his name.
Okay. Did you do anything in particular on your dates, or did he just come to visit you at home?
Mainly at home, and then on Sunday afternoon, usually Sunday around about noon or before noon, he would come up to the house, and after we had our noon meal, we would come down to his mother's house, and then days the young people would just get together, or they'd go walking on the street, or they'd sit in the yards and just talk, or maybe we'd play cards like pitch or something like that. That was our only pastime. And later on, he got his own car then, so we would on Sunday evenings, maybe once a month is all you could afford to go. We'd go to the Majestic Theater in San Antonio, and Laura Breton and Leonard Marty usually were the two that would go with us, and that was our biggest pleasure, to go into the Majestic Theater on Sunday evening, like I say, about once a month. And then when the show was over, we'd go to the pick stand on Commerce Street and have us a pick sandwich. That was our enjoyment.
That was really?
It was a treat.
It was a treat. Well, when did you decide to marry then?
Well, we got married then in 1930.
On what day?
On the 29th of April.
Okay.
I was then 19 years old on the 7th of April, and on the 29th we got married.
Do you recall what day of the week that was?
All weddings them days were on a Tuesday.
Do you have any idea why they were on Tuesdays?
It was just the thing them days.
It was just
Tuesday was the wedding day.
Just a custom.
That's right.
I've never been able to find any one person yet that knows why Tuesday was the chosen day.
Tuesday was wedding day.
Okay. So did you have any showers before the ceremony?
Well, yes. I had a nice shower compared to what some others may have had. However, mine wasn't a very big shower. It was the aunt's, and it was at Howard's mother's house. She had a big room there, and they decorated it, them, his sisters and a few other friends, with crepe paper and things like that, and they would take one of these, anyway, that's what I had, one of these big clothes hamper baskets. They were the straw baskets, great big ones. And they decorated that with bows of crepe paper on each handle. Then they had two little girls. His youngest sister happened to be one of them. And they would put all the gifts in there, and these two little girls would carry it into the bride, which I was sitting in a decorated chair also.
Oh, nice.
And when we opened, I had to open these gifts, and I never will forget, his little sister said then, she was about 6 years old, Florence was her name, and she said, "It looks like everybody brought nothing but Pyrex plates." "And towels," she says.
You said you got to sit in this decorated chair. Did the little girls dress in any special way?
No, they just had on little dressy dresses.
Okay. Did Howard ask your father for to marry you?
Well,
ask permission.
Them days, you know, I guess we're gonna get married. Well, you know, they expect it anyhow. So what?
Okay. All right. Then, all right. You had the one shower. And it was at your future mother-in-law's home. How many hostesses, who gave you the shower?
Well, like a few friends, perhaps. And then he had a couple of sisters, like Alma and Corrine. They were kind of grown up, and they arranged these things. And them days, they usually killed an old red hen, and they had chicken salad sandwiches.
Right.
Chicken salad. That was that, the main treat at the showers.
Your refreshment.
Oh, yes. And the sandwiches perhaps were made out of homemade bread, these great big loaves that Grandma used to bake, and they'd make sandwiches.
What about the drinks with that?
They served tea or coffee.
How about cake?
Oh, yes, they had cake. They had homemade cake, made from scratch, no box stuff.
It sounds like that was really a nice part of your wedding.
It was.
So you probably had about, say, 5 or 6 people involved that put this shower.
Yes, there was a few neighbor ladies and things maybe that helped along with it, too.
So how many guests about, approximately?
Well, them days they just had the bridal party invited and then the aunts and maybe very close friends, but that's about as many as they were. I would say there were 35 people at the shower. There were a lot.
Okay. Did you have printed invitations you mailed out prior to your wedding? Did you mail out invitations?
No. We wrote ours by hand.
You sent an invitation, but it was a handwritten.
Handwritten invitation.
Okay. All right, so you had the shower, and you were going to be married on the 29th of April. Where did you get your wedding dress?
Well, my wedding dress was a pretty wedding dress, and my daddy took me into Klein's store on, is it Commerce or Houston Street? They're still there. I don't know what street it is. But anyway, there's where I got my wedding dress. And it cost $19 and some cents. And it was a taffeta dress, and it was long waisted, and it was sheared in the front, sheared in the back, and sheared on both sides. The side was closed with hooks and eyes, no zipper. And it was long waisted, and from there on it was a gathered skirt on it till below my knees. From there on it had lace. We called it them days the Mexican lace, and it was ankle length.
That sounds pretty.
And of course white shoes, white stockings, and that's the kind of dress mine was.
Did you have a veil?
Oh, yes.
What'd you decide?
My veil was third-handed. I wore that veil. The one that wore it first was Teresa Hans. She married Herbert Keller. And later on, Fanny Hans wore it when she married Gate. And then it got a little wore from carrying it around, and it had a few holes here and there, and my mother was dead, of course. I didn't have no help much on my side. So, Mrs. Louis Schott, we always called her.